Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm here with Jeff Anderson, Emergency Management Coordinator for Marion County. And Jeff, there's a recent interview on CNN about a FEMA official, and he talked about the importance of broadcast and the broadcast industry to emergency management response. In your experience, how important do you think that the local broadcasting is to emergency management response, and how do you guys utilize it?
Aaron, I feel overall it's very important. The local broadcasters are going to be able to give specific information from local officials that's going to be, you know, perhaps more relevant to a resident in that area than a press release out of Washington, D.C. So I think overall it's very important. We've had good luck working, you know, since I've been here, we've had very good luck working with KNA, KRLS, and getting out timely information. And I think that you're a resource that our residents have come to rely on.
So in something like a severe thunderstorm warning, what are the steps you guys go through when you are communicating with broadcasts? Because you obviously have to do your own independent surveys, gather your own information, and you're very busy with that sort of stuff too. So how do you decide what information you're releasing and when to do it?
There's not a real good answer to that, just because it seems like, although all warnings, you know, weather warnings seem relatively the same, and they each have a different set of circumstances. We obviously work directly with the National Weather Service, you know, with regard to weather warnings. We work directly with them. They're able to give us the up-to-the-minute information as far as what areas will be impacted and kind of the traits of the storm, what we should be looking for, what we should expect. Once that's done, we kind of go through a period where we're almost waiting on the phone to ring, waiting to find out if we have damage reports. Then if we start getting those damage reports, then we need to dive in and find out a little bit more about what kind of damages there were and also where those damages were at. Once we kind of get into that cycle, we will talk in-house, you know, here. We share a lot of information, and at the appropriate times, then we will release certain bits of that information.
And this summer overall, we had a lot of severe weather in June. It's been pretty bone dry in July and August here, a couple of warnings around the county, but not a lot. And of course, we're not out of the woods yet. We still have a chance for thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow, actually. But as summer winds down, we get into Labor Day weekend, those chances start slimming out and we have less rain. But how do you think the response has been this summer so far? How do you think your office has handled it? And how do you think all the area local responders have handled all the severe weather as well?
I think overall everybody's done a very good job. We've had some departments that have taken a more active role in their communities, and that's always great. More eyes and ears on the street, you know, that benefits us all in the long run. So I feel overall it's gone well. We continue to find ways to, you know, make little improvements along the way, and I think our program is effective, and by no means am I saying it's perfect, but I think it's effective and it works well.
What are you really happy with specifically, and then what do you know you can improve on that for next year?
Well, for example, what I'm really happy about is that this year, more than some years in the past, we've had some of the fire departments and emergency response agencies that have gone out and taken a proactive role, you know, when they know weather's coming, have gone out and greatly helped get the damage reports tabulated and reported, as well as helping the residents. And in the end, that's what we're all here to do, is help the residents. So a couple examples where the fire department was actually out, and one of them had a building here in town that was struck by lightning that ended up being on fire. The fact that fire department was out for the weather warning greatly reduced their response time to that fire, and you know, in my mind, was the difference between a fire being a substantial event and almost a no event, because they were able to arrive on scene and put it out so quickly. And that's because they were out, you know, being proactive with the weather. So just one example there.
And any things you can improve on?
Oh, I think we can always, you know, we can always look at better ways of getting the information and getting it timely. And we're looking at some of those things in-house, and I think that, you know, next year, when the storm season rolls around, there'll be some minor but effective improvements.
Thanks to our guest today, Jeff Anderson, on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com by clicking on Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.